Our next presenter is Connie Gates. Connie Gates MPH was introduced to international health, especially primary health care, and to JAMCED working at the Christian Medical Commission, World Council of Churches, Geneva, from 1970 to 73, as editor of the magazine Contact. She has worked in implementing primary health care since then in developing world settings. Since 1997, she has been working with the Comprehensive Rural Health Project, JAMCED India, and in North America, especially as representative of the project and director of JAMCED International North America, to promote the JAMCED model of community-based primary health care among students and professionals, NGOs, and churches. Connie?
Shoba regrets that she couldn't be here today, so I'll try to do my best in presenting on her behalf. This picture down here is rural India, so you saw a few slides early in the first presentation, so just to kind of set the scene. So since 1970, the Comprehensive Rural Health Project, which we call CRHP, and sometimes we call it JAMCED because it's easier to say than CRHP, has pioneered the principles and practice of comprehensive community-based primary health care, or CBPHC. It was started by Drs. Raj and Maybelle Arole as an alternative to the Western medical model, which in their experience didn't have much impact on the health of communities, especially poor and marginalized populations, which is what they were committed to serve. They started before Almada, and its experience actually informed the declaration of Almada on primary health care. Key is developing the capacity of communities to solve their own problems appropriately. Social determinants and other causes are addressed, such as poverty, caste systems, women's status, and harmful traditional practices. Over 500,000 people have been directly impacted by CRHP and its catchment area. In addition, thousands of people from around India and the world, and you met two of them this morning, have learned from the JAMCED Institute, which was established about 20 years ago. How do I change the slides? Do I click, use the mouse or the, use the mouse? Okay. So everything done at JAMCED is done by everybody. So this is just a picture of the authors of this presentation. And this is where JAMCED is located, east of Mumbai. Their vision, we envision communities where people are healthy and enjoy fulfilling lives. The human rights of every individual, especially women and children, are protected and uncompromised. The poor and marginalized are empowered and able to achieve their full potential. So the main purpose of JAMCED is to build the capacity of communities to do things for themselves, and that's kind of the overarching theme of what I'm going to be talking about this morning. And the statistics, people like numbers and whatever, so I'm showing you a little bit of statistics just so you can see what the impact has been like. But the sustained impact, in the first 5 years when they were trying to figure out what to do, you can see the incredible impact, and I'll show you this in a more dramatic in this slide. But the continuity of that impact is because the communities themselves are empowered. Especially the poor and marginalized, the Dalit community, women and children. And they've dealt with stigma of diseases, which also has an impact on this. And this is just other numbers. And it's very multi-sectoral, social determinants of health, so they do a lot of, and they actually did a lot of this even before they started working more on the clinical aspects. This is their organization chart. The village is very central. The village health worker is the center, and she's the primary change agent. Then there are community groups that work together on different issues, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. Then there's a mobile health team that trains the village health workers and also visits them in the villages. And then the health center, which is for referral and for training and administration and whatever. I won't go through this in detail, but they are the village health workers are selected by and responsible to their communities. They are trained by CRHP in various health topics as well as development issues, and they focus on personal development and relationships within the community. They meet weekly at the health center for sharing their experiences, learning from each other and the staff, visiting patients in the hospital, supporting each other, and having a good time. In their villages, VHWs provide basic health care, refer problems to the mobile health team at the hospital, share knowledge with others, organize and motivate the community, and mobilize local resources. So this also tells a little bit about the mobile health team. The main role of the village health workers is actually education, to share everything that they know and learn with everybody in the village. Community members learn skills and knowledge about prevention, early detection, and treatment of common problems, including herbal and home remedies. A multi-sectoral approach is used, including economic development, environment, social determinants, and appropriate technology, which I made mention of earlier. So community partnership and participation is also, you know, the core of this approach. So the foundational principle is to closely work with communities. In seeking new needs and further programs, staff and village communities meet together and discuss various issues. Participatory rural appraisal, PRA, focus group discussions, and informal meetings of all strata of society are used as methods to find out the community's felt needs and set priorities. Communities are encouraged to think of solutions and analyze rather than the staff just telling them or teaching them. Groups are organized, women's groups, men's groups, adolescent groups, and they're active in transforming their communities. I've lost a page. Okay. Community groups are organized around their own self-interest, so they are motivated to participate in meetings and collective activities. As they do more together, they expand their concerns to health and social and cultural issues. Emphasis is on the community learning to work together and to discover that they can solve a problem or create something together. This develops community, especially like with the various caste groups and the gender differences. And so the process of developing community is important to building its capacity. They learn to assess problems, analyze causes, select a problem to work on, and develop appropriate activities. The project staff works with the community organizations to enhance their skills in assessing their own health problems. The mobile team facilitates data collection by village health workers and villagers through house-to-house surveys, focus group discussions, and participatory rural appraisal methods to learn about their community, to identify and discover their health and other problems, and the resources that are locally available. The community groups are involved in planning and carrying out surveys so they can learn about their community's problems, which also motivates them to do something about it. And we also find that they collect better quality data than outsiders do. Surveys also lead to identification of specific target groups for action. Results are analyzed and causes discussed by staff and villagers. All the results of the assessment are shared and displayed publicly so that the people become aware of the problems and participate effectively. So this is a board like this is in the center of every village, and any information that they collect, they put on this board, which includes health data as well as economic data, and some of the social data. The villagers then choose the problem to work on and to develop activities that are appropriate to their situation, such as drainage system, especially for malaria control, community feeding programs and kitchen gardens for malnourished children, and seed distribution to increase food production. Community resources of a variety of resources are also identified and mobilized. Both men's groups and women's groups work together to support the village health workers. They help them keep records, promote health activities, and mobilize the villagers for community action. They monitor birth and death events in their village and the progress of common health indicators. They are involved in the surveillance of endemic diseases such as malaria and TB within their village. These groups cooperate in improving their environment. The community groups are also involved in monitoring project activities. With each cycle of assessment, analysis, and action, the community's ability to participate and to take on larger issues and problems is strengthened. And through this process, it's a very sustainable, as I showed you in that chart earlier, that the empowerment of the communities really makes it sustainable to continue to improve health in the community. And these are just some of the components of what makes it sustainable. And I won't take time to read that because I don't have time. But this process has built the capacity of communities to address their own problems, which is a sustainable approach because of these. And they share what they know with others and they spread it to other areas, which is that last point there. So it's a lot of the, you know, kind of witness, they have this transforming experience and they share it with their friends and relatives. So through this whole process, they continue to identify problems in the community that they want to address. So now they're identifying new priorities, and that's the main purpose of this presentation, is, you know, so now they're dealing with, because the communicable diseases are under control, and they realize the change in disease patterns, that they've identified non-communicable diseases as more of a priority now. And also mental health, and I'll talk a little bit about that too. So as more people are living longer and the population has changed its lifestyle through improved economic status, NCDs have become more common in the villages. And so the way the village health workers are learning about this is through discussions in their weekly sessions, and they learn about from cases in the hospital and experiences that they have in their villages. And then they learn about the physiology of the problem. Because of their years of experience with other health issues, they, you know, they understand the body. And they learn about prevention, signs, symptoms, screening that can be done in the community, case management, and lifestyle issues, especially diet, exercise, and addictions. And because of their experience with previous health problems, communicable diseases, they can also use that in dealing with NCDs, so understanding causes, prevention, early detection, home treatment, and the role of community in prevention and management of health problems. There's a lot more I want to share, but I know that we don't have enough time, so I'll stick more to the slides and not to my text so much. But what the village health worker does in general is to educate the community, if they can't prevent the problem, then they, you know, do the early detection and they help people understand what the signs and symptoms are. So with early detection, then you can treat it more easily. And then they do case management and support the families, and the community can support that whole process. Which they, I said, their experience before, especially like with people with leprosy, has really been able to transfer in terms of stigma and also, you know, long-term adherence to medicine. And how she works is just through her daily routine of walking around the village and the work she does and the, you know, getting water and shopping or whatever. So in her daily routine, she interacts with people all the time. And through that, and they know her and she has a good relationship with her, so they can pick up on signs and symptoms easily. And then she also follows up with patients and family members, trains others, works with the mobile team when they visit, and then work with the community to try to do some prevention. In 15 project villages in this last year, these are some numbers, and the village health worker knows all of these people, and she was also in the process of helping to identify them. So this is, shows blood pressure screening and I think some blood testing. So I won't go through this, and if you have any questions afterwards and want to have more specific information about what they do on, I was going to show diabetes and hypertension. You've heard a little bit about the hypertension there, but I don't have time to go through all of this. But this is one of the village health workers, and she and her experience of dealing with diabetes, and you know, her final statement is, we can save lives, and that's what one of the things that motivates them. And then with hypertension, they learn how to do blood pressure screening. And so this earlier you heard about they only could do one test, and the village health workers, you know, can do those extra testing to confirm. And Sarabhai's experience in her village, you know, there are 12 patients in my village since learning about this disease. We have not had any strokes or paralysis. And that's what motivates the village health workers to continue this work. But it's not only her alone that's doing it, but it's the family members and the community itself. And as I said, mentioned that, you know, they've learned from experience, especially with leprosy and TB, in terms of the stigma, adherence to medicine for a long period of time, the importance of nutrition, the importance of skin and foot care for diabetic patients, but, you know, with leprosy before, and the importance of the social support. And they're also addressing mental health now, and so one of the things that they've been doing is working with the communities to find out what their understanding of mental health is, which is with mental health literacy. And this is another Australian connection we're working with with Melbourne on this. So to understand what, to learn from them, I mean, all of this process, the staff learn from the communities in terms of what they know already or what their understanding is, so that then they can work together to address whatever the problem is. So they've dealt mainly with anxiety and depression, and have been working with the village health workers to train them in terms of prevention and supporting people that have that have risk factors, and then also working with people that have been diagnosed and are on treatment. And again, the social inclusion and the removing of stigma is very important. While it is essential that affordable, accessible, and appropriate treatments and systems of referral and care are available for people with mental illness in developing country settings, the promotion of mental health by addressing its determinants and is another potential strategy for reducing the burden of mental illness for individuals and communities in these settings. So that's the approach that they've been taking in terms of mental health. So through their experience in these 40 years, they've shown that communities can address various problems that they identify with relevant knowledge, leadership, and community support. They can set their own priorities, do their own analysis, come up with their own relevant solutions, and promote the prevention, and if they can't prevent, then the early detection, and addressing social determinants and the non-medical aspects. The role of the project is to facilitate the process, to train, share knowledge. Simply, we talk about demystification, role model, demonstration, support, and to be medical care backup for referrals. And through this process, there really can be health for all. And it continues to be a reality. We were talking about this before September when the UN had their summit on NCDs, and so our message to the UN summit was to make sure that one of the main strategies for prevention and management is comprehensive community-based primary health care with full community participation for engagement of the people to address these issues. And we also know that if we want to meet the MDGs by 2015, this approach will also help in doing that. Thank you.